When Gladys Davis of Morgantown, West Virginia, died earlier this year, no one could have imagined she had millions to give away. Gladys and her sister, Vivian Davis Michael, who died 3 years before, had lived their lives modestly. Gladys as a federal government employee and Vivian as a teacher. But the two sisters had apparently saved and invested their money wisely. West Virginia University officials announced this week an $18.4 million gift from the Davis sisters, most of which will go toward the school's veterinary medicine program. J.P. Ball, the Davis sisters' lawyer and longtime friend, joins us on the line from West Virginia. Mr. Ball, okay, most of the money is going to veterinary medicine. Why did they choose that?
Well, because of their love of pets. They grew up on a farm and always had animals around them, and then as they became older, they had their pets as their companions, and they felt that the pets needed good veterinarian care, and so they wanted to help educate veterinarians.
This is a lot of money, $18.4 million. Now, you knew them for a long time. Did you know that they were squirreling away this kind of money?
I did not know that they had that kind of money. Their mother died in 1984 and left them each $500,000 approximately. They kept the same portfolio that their mother had. They've saved their money up from their dividends, went to the bank brokerage office, and purchased other stock. So they just kept this up for the next 15 years, and they happened to be in the market at the right time, the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s.
Did they ever come to you for financial advice?
Yes. Every once in a while we would talk about their portfolio. In fact, I was humbled by some of the advice I gave them. I suggested a few years back that it was time maybe they get into some tech stocks. And Vivian told me, no, those are fly-by-night outfits. We should wait and see how they do. And little did I know what she knew.
It sounds like these women were pretty forward-thinking.
Well, Vivian especially. Vivian was the educated one, and she subscribed to the Wall Street Journal and read it and made the decisions on what stock to buy and what stock to reinvest in and that sort of thing.
Mr. Ball, what was the reaction of the folks at West Virginia University?
Indescribable. They were so excited and so happy.
Well, I guess there's a whole lot of celebrating going on in Morgantown.
There is celebrating, there is thanks, there are a lot of students that are going to benefit. And, you know, there are a lot of pets out there that don't know it, but they're going to be better off because of the Davis girls.
J.P. Ball is the executor of the Davis Sisters Estate, which has just left a gift of $18.4 million to West Virginia University's veterinary medicine program. Thank you, Mr. Ball.
You're quite welcome.